The AusAsia Festival has kicked off in Adelaide, celebrating our creative links with Asia, from food to film, through to dance, theatre, visual arts and music. But when it comes to telling the stories coming from our nearest neighbours, former China correspondent for the ABC, Jane Hutchin, says the Australian media could do a lot better. She's giving the AusAsia keynote lecture at the Hawke Centre in Adelaide tonight and says Australian media needs to boost their investment in Asia if we're to embrace the notion of greater engagement with the region.
We don't tend to value the role of a foreign correspondent as much as other countries seem to value their correspondents. Correspondents are expensive. There's also a big investment in putting someone overseas for a while, and often when they come back, they can disappear into the ether. Obviously, they get a promotion or they're doing something else amazing, but often their foreign expertise is lost. So I suppose what I'm saying is that I don't want that expertise to be wasted. And sure, I think we need to build up the whole area of international journalism as a specialty, not something that happens for just one or two people. I'd like to see us, in a sense, be the centre for international journalism in the Asian region.
What value is there in having an Australian as the correspondent in a particular country in Asia, as opposed to buying in a news service, perhaps an American or a British service, for example, or even an Asian service?
That's a fantastic question. We get so much material brought in to us, particularly from the US and to a lesser extent Europe, and we get feeds, for example, the recent mass shooting in the States. We know that event almost intimately. We know where it took place. We know the fellow's name. When a disaster or an accident happens in Asia, often it seems to wash over us in a lot of ways. So we don't tend to, I think, connect with those issues as much as we might connect with them, for example, with the Boston Marathon bombing. I think the value of having Australian eyes and ears on the ground in Asia is they can contextualise things for us. They can get why it stokes Australians when the Japanese continue wailing. They get what engages them, what moves them. We are different to a US or even to Britain in terms of how we look at news and how we are affected by it.
The media, as you mentioned earlier, has fragmented quite significantly, and so there are all sorts of specialist media that are emerging online, and yet we don't seem to have as much of that even focused on Asia as, for example, perhaps in America. Do you think there's been such a strong push for Asians who've come and settled in Australia to integrate that they're not as proud of their, you know, I'm an Asian Australian as, for example, someone would say, I'm an Asian American?
I was wondering about this, and I think when we hear the figures about Australia, when we hear that 25% of Australians are not born here and that another 25% have a parent, maybe only one parent who was born here and one who wasn't born here. But when you look at the actual proportion of Australians who come from Asia, it's something like 8%. It's not a huge number. So I think the visibility issue is one. I think this is happening slowly. We are seeing more Asian faces in the media, and I think when that grows, we'll start to see this same pride at being slightly different as opposed to pride at being the same.
Often a way into a culture or a country is through those sort of human interest stories that really connect with us. Do you think perhaps that the Australian media should be running some more of those kinds of stories? And this is where, for example, having your own foreign correspondent can be the person finding those stories that are going to help us to understand the issues at the human level in a particular country.
I absolutely agree with that. When I was in China in the mid-90s, that's exactly what I would try to do. I would try to find the person who could tell this wider story of why something was going on. I would find the man who collects rubbish, but, you know, was getting, just by selling his rubbish, was making four times what he earned when he was living in the countryside. These are hard to get. They don't fall into your inbox. No one issues a press release. It involves getting out and talking to people. So, yeah, I think that is the future. It's really about individual stories.
You're here for the AusAsia Festival. Do you think having the arts engaged in Asia is another way into us being able to tell these stories?
Absolutely, because culture, I mean, if you think about the effect, for example, of an amazing Chinese film, it goes around the world, people watch it. I mean, even today, if you speak to a lot of people, for example, Raise the Red Lantern, you know, is a film that they just connect with. And for them, it tells the story of China. And it's actually a lot more accessible to a lot more people than news stories about court cases and princelings and that type of thing. I think what's incumbent on great events such as the AusAsia Festival is to use all the information and all the expertise that they've gained from holding this festival, which is now in its seventh year, and making sure that that conversation doesn't finish when everybody goes home.